This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney. Big news from Thailand. They found those boys in the cave. Boy, it was so sad, that story. In the meantime, Mexico has a new president, and our president is looking for a new Supreme Court justice. Let's start with the boys in the cave, shall we? Because so many people are focusing on this, and for good reason. Because it was a sad story and it didn't seem like it was going to have a very good ending, but now it has a good chance to have a good ending. After so many people internationally came to the aid of the people in Thailand who were struggling to find these boys, they have found them. And now it's a question of how do they get them out of the cave, because you've got water that's flooding in, and they were all the way back deep in the cave. You had divers that had to struggle to really get to them, but the point is they did get to them, and I think it's just a matter of figuring out how does a diver hook a regulator up with them and pull them out of some of these really tiny little areas, and I feel good about the chances of that happening, and I think the parents were just overjoyed with happiness because of how bleak it was looking. And lo and behold, we have some good news. And that, I think that is the best news that we could have heard heading into the week, because as the days went by, you know, you do 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and you keep going. And before you know it, you think, boy, this is just too many days. There's no way they're going to find them. There's no way they're going to be alive. And they managed to find them. And in Bangkok, everybody was talking about that because they were tweeting it. They were saying, are they getting close? They were, you know, wondering about this soccer team lost for 10 days in this cave. But the 12 boys and their soccer coach were found alive. So Thai Navy SEALs found all 13. They brought various electrolytes, that kind of stuff, to them. And now it's, again, a question of getting them out of the cave. And how do they maneuver that? How do they do that? And that's what they're going to be working on. Our president is working on the Supreme Court nominee, and who is that going to be? The president did say he probably won't ask potential Supreme Court candidates about their opinions on abortion before nominating Justice Anthony Kennedy's replacement. He said he would ask his nominees beforehand how they might vote on Roe v. Wade when he was asked if they would ask about that. But he said he's been advised not to be too specific. And he's looking to appoint another conservative judge. He's certainly said that. And there is a list that's flying around. And there are some names that have been narrowed down. And I would assume that they're going to try to make this happen pretty quickly. But the Democrats will try to block. And it'll be pretty hard, though, if you look at the numbers and how the numbers stack up. So the Roe v. Wade thing is definitely hanging out there, but he's saying that's a direction he's not going to go in because he was advised not to get too specific, so let's put it that way. But it's a story that unfolds through the summer, I think, and then you go through the process of the hearings, and what happens in the hearings is anyone's guess as to what they end up looking like. And maybe so often somebody who seems like they're a candidate that's going to is going to get in is somebody who doesn't end up on the bench. And it's been tougher lately, especially a lot tougher. This is a sad story when we have the 4th of July coming up. An Ohio man is now sitting in a prison, sitting behind bars because he's been accused of plotting a terror attack during a parade in Cleveland. Demetrius Pitts, also known as Abdur Rahim Rafiq, was picked up on Sunday by the FBI because they're watching him. The FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force knew that he was planning an attack or had gotten wind of it, so the 48-year-old was charged with one count of attempting to provide material support to Al-Qaeda. He faces a maximum of 20 years in prison. The FBI Director Chris Wray released a statement on Monday praising the agents and condemning Pitts for an attack on a day when citizens should be able to celebrate freedom without fear of violence. So the good news is they thwarted his attempt. The sad news is that he was trying to do it in the first place. He laid out possible attacks apparently on military bases, service members, federal buildings, a cathedral in downtown Cleveland, and had a desire to harm the president, and he was taken into custody during a meeting with the agent about planning a second attack in Philadelphia. So they stopped him cold, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Another sad note, though, however, they couldn't stop this maniac who decided he was going to stab a 3-year-old girl in Boise, Idaho at her birthday party. She died just 2 days after he invaded the celebration and attacked 9 people with a knife. Timothy Kiner was accused of stabbing the kids and the adults who tried to protect them. He's at an apartment complex where there were a lot of refugees. Kiner himself was an American. The victims are members of refugee families from Syria, Iraq, Ethiopia. The Boise police chief, William Bones, said the evidence doesn't suggest the attack was a hate crime, although Kiner had recently stayed at the apartment complex but was asked to leave over bad behavior. So his mug was shot through closed-circuit video, which is what they do in Idaho, especially for first appearances. 30 years old. He sat there shackled, told the judge he didn't understand the charges or even the proceedings. He said he wanted to represent himself. 3 of the stabbing victims were adults. The other were kids. I mentioned the 3-year-old girl who died. There were 2 4-year-olds, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 12-year-old. Now, under Idaho law, somebody better explain to him, since he's representing himself, if he's convicted, he could be eligible for execution. The prosecutor said they haven't decided whether to seek the death penalty, saying we don't make those kind of decisions until all the facts are in. What a sad, sick, twisted, horrible thing. 3 years old and a birthday party, no less. In the meantime, people are complaining about the heat. In some parts of the country, you're going to get a break for the 4th of July. In others, well, it's going to be hot. Get the popsicles out. That's all I can say. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR Now at NutraMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. If you just tuned in, that's right. Mexico's new president had a call with our president, President Trump, already. So he was the landslide winner of the election. He says he's going to pursue cordial relations with the U.S., even though we have sharp disagreements over trade and immigration. The new president is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a leftist who swept pretty much everybody on Sunday by promising to end Mexico's government corruption and killings by drug cartels. He thanked Trump for tweeting congratulations shortly after he was declared the winner. So he said, we're never going to disrespect the U.S. government because we want them to respect us. Trump tweeted back, I look very much forward to working with him. So both are nationalistic populist. Trump on the political right and Obrador on the left. Pretty interesting to see his path to becoming the president. So he's been kind of moderate and he kind of ratcheted down his tone. He ran in 2006 on a different kind of platform, putting the poor first. He still pledges, he says, to make the poor and forgotten his priority, but he's tried to reassure financial markets since winning. And he's endorsed the North American Free Trade Agreement, which Trump wants to renegotiate on more favorable U.S. terms. And Mexico's new president promised prudent public finances, is what he said, and respect for the central bank's autonomy. So, this is be interesting to see how this plays out. It's the first time in 80 years that a leftist politician won any kind of power in Mexico. So this is one to watch. That's what I would say. That, you know, this is unusual, but the people there are fed up with what's happening. So therefore, the others had a bumpier ride that normally might have skated in. All right, speaking of bumpier rides, the president's tariffs could add $5,000 to the price of a new car in the U.S. Check this out. I wondered what was happening here and did a little bit of research, and now, of course, there's stories all over the place about what does that mean. So let's give you an idea of that. U.S. companies are worried about the prospect of the increased tariffs on the imported cars, because that could range up to 25% based on the president's threats. So if you put that kind of a tariff on a car, prices are going to go up pretty much. The current new price averages $32,000 after discounts are factored in. A 25% tariff would increase prices by $4,000 to $5,000 a car or truck or whatever it is. So it's going to be paid by America. That's what they're saying, you know, the other countries. It's going to be paid by American consumers. So every new car sold in America, regardless of where it's built, they import so many of what's sold that you're going to see a big hit. I hope you got your car already. If not, you might pay a little bit more than you were hoping to pay. And the U.S. has 45 assembly plants, automotive assembly plants. They typically have about, you know, they employ thousands of workers in 14 states. If auto sales drop because of higher prices or auto companies are forced to reduce their workforces because of lower profits, what does that do to those factories? Will Europe cave or not? The Volvo CEO did an interview a couple of weeks ago with somebody, I want to say it was USA Today maybe, and he said that he supports a policy of no tariffs on cars between the U.S. and Europe or China, and he says it would be good for the U.S. and it would be good for us, but so far that's not happening. There's a lot of threats going on. The only major, this is fascinating, the only major car company that doesn't import any vehicles to the U.S., you know what it is? Tesla. Their single plant is in Fremont, California. But Tesla is expected to build a new factory in China because of the demand for their electric cars in the next couple of years. Ford is the leader of cars and trucks assembled in the U.S. They import only 21% of the vehicles they sell in the U.S. Honda is second at 27%, and General Motors at 39%. Not a single 2018 model year car sold in the U.S. gets 100% of its parts from the U.S. or Canada. And these are statistics from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Yikes! Gonna go car shopping this weekend, anyone? Get it fast if you know what you want to do, because I think it's gonna soar up. You don't have to be a genius to see that just by looking at what's happening with the tariffs. It's, not good. Let's talk about something else as we kind of switch gears here. And this is the time of year where a lot of people travel because it's summer, kids are out of school if you have kids, and that kind of thing. And it's funny, I was looking at the latest, greatest technology, because kids are about technology. What kind of, you know, are they video gamers? If they're not video gamers, they're plugged into the movie that they're watching on the tiny handheld device. And it's amazing how good kids are at some of this. I mean, just to me, it's just amazing. And I'll tell you what, they're really big on YouTube, because the videos, the quick videos, funny videos, videos that they're cutting, videos of something else that they know that's funny. Funny videos, that is the big attention grabber. Huge attention grabber. And how about this? Amazon knows all about attention grabbing. One of the things they're doing is Amazon Prime Day events. They're talking about concerts, gaming with giant 25-foot boxes in New York City and in Los Angeles. The giant boxes will also appear in London, Tokyo, Milan, and they'll open to reveal a, this is wild, a pop-up event that will be live streamed on the Amazon website. New York's event in the city could be a concert, LA, a video gaming event, fashion and literary themes are a possibility. So if you live in New York or Los Angeles, you could see that this 25-foot box shows up in your city. It's a brilliant, I think, in a way, marketing campaign for what they're calling Amazon's Prime Day sale that starts on July 16th. Right in advance of the big event. Prime Day before brought in about $1 billion. Can you imagine they're sitting around in a boardroom somewhere? Let's do this box thing where it's a pop-up event and nobody knows what it's going to be. So we're going to invite select members to view the physical opening of the boxes. And the millions of Amazon customers who aren't able to watch in person get to view whatever it turns out to be by tuning in to Amazon Unboxing Prime Day, where it's streamed live. That is brilliant. How many people, raise your hand, are you going to watch the unveiling of the box? You know you're not, but you're going to see the replay. Seeing a few here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At the White House, they celebrated the 4th of July as President Trump hosted American military families.
The men, the women of the United States military, these are our finest. Thank you very much.
A 4th of July protest on Liberty Island led to its evacuation. One woman who climbed the base of the statue was escorted down by New York City police after a 4-hour standoff. Annette Guidino with the activist group Rise and Resist says they were there to put the focus on immigration.
We went out there to bring a really clear message that we oppose the immigration policies of this administration, the tearing apart of families, the militarization of the border, and it stands against everything that the 4th of July and the Statue of Liberty stands for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always fun to be joined by Dawn Zier, the CEO of Nutrisystem. She was just named Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year in Ernst & Young's 2018 Greater Philadelphia Awards. This is huge. She's also a finalist for Ernst & Young's National Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year. This is like the Oscars when you talk about entrepreneurship. So, Dawn, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Very exciting event. And EY hosts this, Ernst & Young, and it really is a great event, national event across many different cities. So I'm so honored to be part of this.
By you winning the Greater Philadelphia Award, it means that you're actually, this is kind of a lead up to the Nationals, right? So you're now a national finalist?
Correct, which is in November. So fingers crossed.
I like that, fingers crossed. And as Greg and I know, we've talked to you a lot about this. We've talked a lot about entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship. So in saying it's a really big deal, it is a really big deal because I think we live now, Dawn, more than ever, I think in a world of entrepreneurs, and we're seeing some exciting things happen. And you definitely have your finger on the pulse of that. What's that been like for you?
It's exciting, and I think one of the things that we have to think about is what really is the definition of entrepreneurism. And I'm increasingly convinced that whether you're a company that's been in business for 4 days or for 40 years, thinking and acting like an entrepreneur can make all the difference. It's what gets you in business, it's what keeps you in business, and it's what can turn surviving businesses into thriving businesses if you're really willing to embrace change and step outside of your comfort zone. In this day and age, the pace is so fast. You know, there's technological change, there's business change, there's competitive pressures, that if you're not at the top of the game and if you're not always trying to reinvent yourself or disrupt yourself, somebody else is going to do that. So that's why no matter how new your company is, how old your company is, it's really important that as a leader, that the leadership team really from the top has a culture of entrepreneurism.
What I find so interesting in what you just said, Dawn, well, a couple of things, and I hope we can talk about both. One is generally when we just hear the word entrepreneur or entrepreneurship, we think young startup or young company, new, tech, innovative. And Nutrisystem is not a new company at all. And
but we're cool, Greg. We're pretty cool.
Well, but that's my point, is that, you know, I think you've really broken some barriers here by showing that, you know, we're not a new startup company, but we're acting like one because we are entrepreneurial. And so I want you to talk about bringing that culture to a company that I think is over 40 years old. But the other thing is, it seems to me that this mindset of entrepreneurship and being entrepreneurial is really valuable to anyone, even if you're an employee within a larger organization. If you bring an entrepreneurial spirit to your company, you're going to get ahead and your company's going to get ahead.
Absolutely. And one of the things we look at when we're hiring people is, do they have that spirit of entrepreneurism in them, which really to me is defined as being intellectually curious, having passion, and not being afraid of change or disruption. And as we're looking for different candidates to come within the company, we look for those attributes because it's really important in an industry as fast-paced and as changing as the weight loss industry is. It's really important to be able to constantly reinvent yourselves and disrupt yourself. And one of the things that we did is in 2015, we just acquired a brand, the South Beach Diet. So now we're a multi-brand platform, as you know. But we didn't acquire anything else besides the name with the South Beach Diet. So it was a $15 million acquisition. But what we had to do is really invent the product from scratch. And that really was a test for the team to see if they could operate in a mid-sized company, but within an entrepreneurial construct. And the team did a great job with that. We came out with a new product, with a new program, new business line, and we expect to have $70 million in revenue from that business line this year. It's exciting, but it does start with the culture, and the culture, which is set at the top, has to be one that encourages freedom of thought, freedom of spirit, freedom to challenge things, and that's what we try to do at Nutrisystem.
How interesting is that? Dawn, peel back the onion a little bit for the listeners on that. That's fascinating. The team basically reworking the South Beach Diet, or what we know in our mind of it. So if you're a consumer, you have a certain idea, and you talked about reinventing, disrupting, and allowing people that freedom. What would that be like if I was on your team? What would you encourage me to do?
Well, one of the things we do is, I'm sure you've heard of the program Shark Tank, and one of the things we did a couple of years back, but we continue to do different exercises along this line, is we actually did Shark Tank within the company, where we encourage teams throughout the company to come to us, to come to leadership. We had an afternoon where we had quick pitches and let people pitch different ideas of things that could move the company forward. And some of them we do move forward with. Some of them we take nuggets of the ideas and move forward with. And others just are thought-provoking. But the best thing that comes out of this is that it encourages people to think in a different way and to expand their mindset and to challenge in a safe environment. And that we found to be very exciting. The other things we do to really promote this culture is we try to have breakfasts or lunches with different people within the company and get ideas from them. So always challenging what we're doing and trying to do it differently. And we do have an innovation team that is focused, as a matter of fact, it's my next meeting, that is focused on constantly on innovation across both product lines run by different groups.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. She also was just named Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year in the Ernst & Young, or EY, 2018 Greater Philadelphia Award. She's going on to the national competition for that award. And obviously, Dawn, you know we're behind you. You got our vote. We're going to do everything we can to make sure you win, because you and Nutrisystem deserve it. It's so interesting to hear you talk about literally doing Shark Tank inside the company, because one of the things that makes me think is that by doing that and gamifying it, identifying with a brand that everybody loves, you must see that that has all kinds of incredible downstream impacts on people and making them feel like they have ownership in the company. They're encouraged to think creatively. As you said, you know, freedom of thought. And hats off to you for thinking of doing that. But I do want to know, of the judges on Shark Tank, which one are you?
Oh, I'm not going to answer that one.
So clearly not
Mark
Cuban.
I will tell
then.
You that my son has actually read Damon John's book, I think it's Rise to Grind, and And that really was a group great for the millennial Gen Z audience that really inspired him in his thinking in an early stage in his career. So I think there are lessons that we can take from all the sharks. I would say at Nutrisystem we take a little softer approach to things than some of the sharks do. But really, you know, smart people, great insights. Again, the point is that it motivates people to think differently.
When we look at this whole entrepreneurial spirit of Nutrisys, I mean, it's so fascinating, Dawn. I know there's people that would be listening to us that would think, you know what, I do have that spirit that she's talking about, but I work for a company that doesn't have that kind of culture. What would you suggest they do to try to maybe bring that to the forefront and kind of poke at the company a little in a good way?
It's important to be happy where you are, and I think it comes down to passion. Like, do you feel passion for what you're doing, or is it just a 9-to-5 job that you're coming to? And for some people, that's fine. But for a lot of people, it has to be a company, a cause, especially when you look at the millennials and Gen Z, a passion that they really care about. And that all comes down to the culture. So, you know, I believe that if you're not happy in a role or you don't feel like you're growing and developing, you should look for other opportunities that better suit you culturally. And, you know, try to find a company, if this is a passion of yours, where innovation is top front in terms of things that the company's trying to do. I think everybody, in terms of, now we're turning it into a little bit of a mentoring session here, but, you know, people really are responsible for your own careers. You know, you're your number one advocate. You'll be judged based on your performance and communication skills, and you need to navigate your own path, and that's what might be right for me would be very different for somebody else. But I always encourage people to raise their hand, take on the tough assignments, you know, be visible. If a door is half open, push it all the way open and walk through it, because ultimately you're your greatest advocate. You're actually accountable for yourself, and just get it done.
So I've got to ask you this question. You have a mentee with you as we're doing this interview, and I think it's so important to mentor kids no matter where you are and what company you're with. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we believe a lot in mentorship at Nutrisystem. Say hi, Gabriella.
Hi.
So Gabriella is a high school student. She is top of her class, and she is looking to get into University of Pennsylvania, star soccer player, really has the entire package. And, you know, that's what I look for when I'm mentoring different students, really looking for somebody that, again, has a thirst and drive and willingness to succeed. So what we're doing here at Nutrisystem, and this is the pilot of our program, again, she's the first one, where it's a two-day program where she's just meeting people throughout the company to really understand how corporate America works, because as a high school student, you don't really have that view unless your parents are in that space, and really introducing her to all sides of the business, finance, marketing, digital, supply chain, of course, our contact center, just so you can see kind of how it all comes together. You know, it's a pilot that we're trying out for the first time. We'll see how it goes. So far, the feedback has been pretty good. Thumbs up I'm getting over here. And, you know, we'll take it from there. But then, of course, you know, we also, as you know, I pride myself on going to different universities and doing speaking engagements there and talking to college kids in terms of their career path and what they're thinking of. And I've talked at a number of schools. And it really is a passion of mine. Our company, we have a ton of Gen Zs in our company, especially with our digital team and our marketing teams. And it's really important culturally what works for these guys and how to keep them motivated and inspired. So I like staying in touch. And, you know, the little trick of a mentor-mentee relationship is, as the mentor, you think you've been around the block a couple of times and you know a lot. I find that I'm always learning from the students that I mentor because they have a different perspective on things. They have an entirely different perspective on health and wellness than a 50-year-old would. They are more technologically savvy than most people. So I find it's really a give-and-get relationship.
Yep, love it. Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, just named Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year in Ernst & Young's 2018 Greater Philadelphia Awards. And she's a finalist for Ernst & Young's National Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year. So thanks so much, as always, Dawn.
Great, thank you.
Homemakers.
groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
I'm so excited, Greg. This time around, we're diving into something that's really close to my heart, to be honest. Jeff Caffey joins us. He's a senior military affairs executive for Bank of America and a former Navy captain. I'm married to an ex-Navy guy, so I know what that's like. And it's interesting because what we're going to talk about with Jeff is so, so significant. According to a study published, Greg, in 2017 by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, when you look at the veterans, they are twice as likely to be self-employed compared to non-veterans. This does not surprise me. So, Jeff, first of all, welcome. And do you think this stat is really widely known by veterans themselves?
Hey, Greg, nice to meet with you today. And I think it is. You know, there's about, we know that about 180 to 200,000 service members leave the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines every year. And as they do, formally, they go through a transition assistance program in their individual services. And about 10% of them raise their hand and say, I want to start my own business. I want to get in there and run a franchise or start my own business. And I'm very interested in receiving an initial primer on what that is all about. What are the resources out there? What are the barriers are there to either help me or hinder me in going forth with my efforts? So it's a strong cohort that's interested in it, and the services have set that up to kind of segregate them off to the side and say, okay, if you're interested in starting your own business, come over here and we'll start talking about business plans and marketing plans and so forth.
So, Jeff, you're a former Navy captain. You're now the senior military affairs executive for Bank of America. And, I mean, this is really what you focus on every day. I'm wondering, looking back on your past as a Navy captain and now interacting with these veteran entrepreneurs every day, are there certain things that draw people to military service that then lead them to become great entrepreneurs? Are there things that happen in the training or in the course of their years of service that make them great at being entrepreneurs? Can you kind of see it as a whole or as a whole process for them?
Greg, I would say that those who want to come out and start their own business really probably want to control their own destiny, you know, and maybe in some ways quit taking orders and start giving them, right? And, you know, they're going to be successful. I mean, you know, employers are looking for talent, work ethic, and attitude. And 70% nationwide survey of companies are looking for primarily work ethic and attitude. And so I think the ones who raise their hand and want to start their own company, that work ethic will transfer over, up to them to keep the attitude on, because there's going to be starts and stutters and so forth. And then the talent portion of it, that's the neat part, where, you know, they're going to be intellectually curious. They're going to have to go and start a new mission, and they're going to have to learn all this stuff, from the business plan to the marketing plan to the, you know, how to raise capital and so forth. So I just see them as, you know, they fought for this country, and now they can, you know, maybe own part of it or run a piece of it. I think they don't lack confidence. You know, I think they've had a ton of responsibility in the service. They've had, many of them, global exposure. They've worked in diverse environments. They've done some crisis action planning, and they've made some decision making at high rate of speed. So I think they can jump right into it. Some that we talk to are very interested in coming back, maybe even to the hometown and into the community, and helping their own reintegration efforts in that respect.
Jeff, I referenced this in the beginning because of my own family. I saw this, and I talked about this study that was published in 2017 by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. And in that study, they also found that self-employed veterans demonstrated higher levels of gratitude, community integration, and altruistic service to others. I'm not surprised by that because of what I've seen. Can you talk about how supporting veteran entrepreneurs and encouraging other vets to become entrepreneurs and, you know, small business owners also brings great benefits to the community at large?
It does, Kay. You know, to get out there and, you know, there's less than 1% of Americans that are putting uniform on. And so they are highly trained. They're very specialized. Their operational tempo is high. They deploy a lot. And, you know, Americans, you know, nationally and in the local communities want to support the troops, so to speak. But they can't find them. And so, you know, they're just gone. And to be able to come back and self-socialize and to start up your own initiative, your own company, and get rid of the natural tendency towards isolation, whether you're on a military installation or you're on a MAC flight going overseas, or you're on the ground forward deployed in South Korea or Germany, or you're in a combat zone. That isolation has just really got to be peeled back, and to start your own company and to put a sign up on the window and, as an LLC or a C Corp or whatever it is that you're doing, it kind of demystifies the whole thing. And I think, you know, so many of the veterans, they're community integrators. They're going to be community, they're going to be contributors, and they want to get in there, whether it's on the Little League field, at the church, any kind of, associations, to include in the business community.
We're talking with Jeff Cathy. He's the senior military affairs executive for Bank of America. He's a former Navy captain. And we're talking, well, clearly July 4th, Independence Day, is right around the corner here, which is one of the reasons we're talking. We're also just talking about how and why veterans become so great at being small business owners and entrepreneurs. And one of the things I want to ask you, Jeff, is what are some of the challenges that veterans face, and when I Googled this, I actually came up with the term vetrapreneurship. So there's clearly a movement here, but what are some of the challenges that veterans face in starting a small business or continuing to run one? And what kinds of programs are out there? For instance, I know that B of A just launched a program to help military veteran entrepreneurs.
We did, and it's exciting. And let me just table that for a second, Greg. But I would say, you know, the barriers are access to capital. Really, where are the dollars, number one? And number two, I think, you know, inside the military, we have appropriated dollars from the taxpayers through the Congress. And that's how, and so it's a budgeteering sort of exercise, large budgets. And but the... it's different than the raising of capital and the generation of revenue. And so that is something that the veteranpreneur has to sort of learn. And then also how to manage expenses and how to borrow money, and to grow that business. So I think those are the barriers. And then, you know, that business acumen part, now it's, okay, I got to develop a business plan. I've got to have this, you know, I got to know my marketing plan and who's the competitors, who else is already out there. Maybe this market in Des Moines, Iowa is, you know, saturated or oversaturated in, you know, trying to do mobile automobile detailing or dog grooming or whatever it is. So those are the things that are out there. And then, as I said, it's, you know, the access to capital is the big one. So if they come to most banks, you know, they leave the Army on Friday and want to start their business on Monday and they walk into the bank, they're just not bankable. And so a lot of them will go over to other sources of capital or maybe even a credit card and pay pretty high rates to borrow that money. And sometimes that could be crushing and put them out of business before they even start. So Bank of America on 8th of June announced a $20 million veteran entrepreneur lending program whereby the nonprofit lending arm of the company and some community development financial institutions, CDFIs, are out there. And we funded five of them over seven states, Texas, Colorado, Oklahoma, California, New York, and both Carolinas. And it's a real solution at about an 8% plus or minus 8% type of lending for the veteran. And so, you know, that's, we lend at about 0-1% to those CDFIs who turn around and lend to the business owner once they vet them and look at their, you know, their credit scores and their business plan and all that that we mentioned. And that you can start at 8%. It opens the door. It gets them at, you know, at their, meet their financial needs for the capital up front. And off they go. So we're very excited about that CDFI program called Veteran Entrepreneur Leadership Lending Program. $20 million over those five CDFIs, and it's just started, and we're very excited about it.
So, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And there's so much to talk about that we'd love to have you on for another segment. Can you join us for another segment?
I very much look forward to it. It's been a pleasure.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.